From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. In Denton today, city council members dug into a plan to boost the amount of power the city gets from renewables to 70% by 2019. The Renewable Denton plan relies on building two new natural gas power plants to make up for the rest of the city's energy mix. Energy analyst Tom Smith told the council that paying $250 million to build those gas generators doesn't make financial sense, and it would tie the city to old technology.
And are we at a moment similar to when people were building landlines in the past, and cellular telephones were now beginning to be on the market and eventually took over?
The problem with wind and solar is that their energy output varies based on weather and time of day. Smith said that makes conventional generation necessary for the foreseeable future. Still, he said batteries are getting better fast, better able to store energy for the times when wind and solar power dips.
And just think about battery storage and cars or cell phones. Who would have ever thought that we would have this kind of battery power in something this small 10 years ago or 5 years ago, that you'd be able to build a Tesla that is as fast as it is and is able to store that energy?
City Council member Greg Johnson, though, said he worried relying on energy from the open market instead of building power plants means that Denton residents would be vulnerable to market fluctuations.
If you're eliminating coal and you're saying don't build a gas plant, then what do we build or buy? Because in my mind, saying we'll just get the rest of it on the open market has far too much risk for our ratepayers.
Denton has been at the center of the energy debate for the last several years. First, voters approved a ban on fracking within city limits, and then the state legislature made it illegal to enact fracking bans. Now the focus has turned to renewable energy. The city already gets more than 40% of its energy from wind and solar. Statewide, just over 10% of energy comes from renewables in Texas. The city council could decide on the plan before the end of the year. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.